Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds of all ages, it is at DJ VolQ here after a couple of weeks. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed that 3 weeks have gone by without us publishing anything. And yeah, this is a update on what's going on and why. So, I don't know if we made this clear early on, but the Name Pending Network, the founders, myself, and my co-head of the network, JD Colo, we are devout Christians. We absolutely love the Lord our God, who we believe in, and we want to do everything that we can to reach out to everybody who we come in contact with and have our life be an example, a positive example of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Not just a Christian, but an actual follower of Christ himself. Now, that may sound like we're trying to say that we're better than other Christians. No, no. We still have our failures, and I guarantee you, me and JD, I am speaking for him a little bit because I know him that well. We will be the first people in our lives to admit our faults. Now, JD, unfortunately, cannot be here with me tonight, but we have chatted together, and we are in concert with this. We unfortunately have to shut down production of Name Pending Network. Now, please, please do not stop the recording here. Do not stop listening here. Because I have a lot of things that I want to let you know as to why our convictions, as well as what we are planning on doing and what you can look out for. So that is the purpose, to let you guys know what is happening and what is going to happen from here. First off, I have to get this out. As a Christian, we have been convicted by the Holy Spirit, and you may be confused by that. It is one of the triune portions of God, but we have been convicted through prayer and fasting that we should not be participating in this game. Now, bear with me. I know a lot of you are probably sitting there and thinking, blankety blank blank blank, it's another Christian trying to condemn D&D. Just bear with me. Please. Please, just listen through everything that I have to say before you make your decision on whether or not we are simply just blaspheming your favorite game, or if we make sense. Okay, so first off, I was introduced to a handful of articles by this gentleman named Bill Schnobelin. He has a huge history in not only the occult, but Wicca, Druidism, Druidic arts, however you pronounce, whatever, as well as being part of Freemasonry. And he has now come back to Christ. He grew up Catholic, but he walked away. He was introduced to all these different things. And when he came back to Christ, he was convicted hardcore about this. And he realized that so many things about Dungeons & Dragons, he had actually been approached to see if the spells that were in Dungeons & Dragons were accurate. Not just similar, but accurate. And that's the scary part here to me. Okay, but I'm not going to get into that yet. I will let you guys, I'll have links to all of my sources and whatnot here in the description of this episode, this explanation, okay? I will have links to all of that for you, whether you decide to read it, go through it, or not is completely up to you. You could turn this episode off if you so choose and just count me off as a quack. Okay, cool. I'm okay with that. But this is me explaining my convictions to you, explaining why we have to stop, why we feel led to go in this direction, okay? So, Bill Schnoblin, he has since started with One Accord Ministries, and he has a biography about himself and things that he went through and where he has come from. He is now highly respected as a religious leader, and talks about the powerful light of prophetic scriptural truth and anointed empowerment to the body of the Messiah, which is the church. You know, that is his goal. He wants to reach out and bring to light a lot of things about what is going on within Masonry, Wicca, and all those other things that he was highly, highly involved in. So go read his biographies with an open mind. If you don't have an open mind, your decision's already made, and that's fine. If you have already made up your mind, okay. But I encourage you, keep an open mind about this as you go in, and let God and the Holy Spirit work in your heart. That is our prayer. That is our ask, okay? But we were convicted by the Holy Spirit through these articles by Bill Schnoblin. And yes, there are so many different things out there. Geeks Under Grace talks about how D&D can be okay. And, all right, sure. There's a lot of good arguments there. But I feel that Bill Schnoblin, he actually comes through and addresses those concerns biblically as well. Not saying that Geeks Under Grace is wrong, okay? Just in my conviction, I felt I cannot continue, okay? And I'm sorry, I'm probably going to repeat that a lot here. But we all know that Gary Gygax was the creator of it. It has come out, it has been said that he was a Christian. And of the things that I see, it looks like there's proof of that in some way, shape, or form. I cannot say definitively one way or the other. He created D&D, he had all of that going, and then the creators who built up the company around him, who came up and after he passed away, turned the company into something else, you know, whatever. Whatever the argument is that you want to boo, that you want to argue with, please just put it on the back burner. I'm not saying that Gary Gygax was evil, okay? I'm not saying anything of that, okay? What I am saying is that we, unfortunately, will not be continuing. Now, I want to mention something here, because a lot of people, they sit there and they're like, oh, those Bible thumpers, they're just out to have no fun and this and that. No, no. We are nerds at heart. All of us on the Name Pending crew, we are all nerds at heart. We love the tabletop role-playing game because of the community that we build. But we are instructed not only by God, but also his apostles in order to stay away from anything that even has the appearance of evil. You know, because we believe in the gospel truth, the good news that Christ has died, he has rose again, and it's not just because he wants to save the world or anything. No, It's because he wants to have relationship with us. He wants to be the Lord over our lives and change us into what humanity was supposed to be from the beginning. He wants to bring our purpose back to that original purpose. So, I mean, what is the importance of relationship, though? Why is that so important to God? It's because you go back to Genesis, when the creation story comes up, man was created in the image of God. In the image of God, he created them. That is a purpose statement. And then God gives us the rule and reign over the earth. That is our purpose statement. That is what we live by. We are to be the image of God. And how do you know somebody in order to be the image of them? You have to be in relationship with them. How do you know who your wife is? How do you know who your husband is? How do you know who your boyfriend, girlfriend, pastor, son, daughter, whatever? How do you know who that person is? You build a relationship with them. And so similarly, we have to build a relationship with Jesus in order to understand what our purpose is in order to be the image of God. And, you know, I'm sure I lost a lot of people right there. I'm sure I lost a lot of you. But those of you who are sticking around, you may already know the why, or you may be questioning, you may be thinking about it. So why Jesus? Okay? When there's so many things out there, there's so many arguments against Christianity, there's so many arguments against God, and that he's evil, he's this, he's that. Just bear with me. Think about this and have an open mind. Jesus came to offer us a new way of living that is completely upside down compared to the way that we currently live. This is literally a mental change, going from hating your enemies and trying to benefit only yourself to loving your enemies as yourself and being willing to live with the injustices that human in its sinful nature, we all know that humanity screwed up. You don't have to be a Christian to agree with that, right? It's being okay to live with that injustice that the sinful nature has caused. Okay, Jesus has this famous saying of turn the other cheek, right? If somebody smacks you, turn the other cheek. Let them do it again. It's being okay with the injustice of them disowning you, of them dishonoring you even. It's being okay with that. And it's not just taking it idly, but it's in forgiveness. Okay? So if somebody, you know, goes around and murders, you know, your friend, your whatever, God forbid that should ever happen. I pray protection over your entire family on that. But should somebody come in and do something to injure you, your family, or even to the point of killing them, of course, take it to the authorities. That's what they're there for. But find it in your heart to forgive them. Find how to forgive. It doesn't mean you forget. It doesn't mean that you let them off the hook. Forgiveness is simply not letting it fester and giving them over to their just reward with God. Now, Jesus seeks an intimate relationship with us so he can show us this upside-down kingdom. He wants us to experience this in not just forgiveness, but also for caring for our fellow man and being generous in all we do. Abraham, who is the father of the Jews, right, which is where Christianity stems from, Abraham is told that God is going to bless him, not just to bless it, but to turn around and bless all the nations. That means everybody. Okay? He wants us to experience this goodness, this generosity. And I understand some of you are probably sitting there saying, hey, I'm already a good person. I take care. I go volunteer. I do more than those Christians do. What's in it for me to be a Jesus freak? It's a new level of compassion there. If you've already got that heart, if you've already got that mindset, awesome. Give Jesus a chance. Forget about the screwed up Christians. Forget about everything you know about previous Christianity such as the Crusades, such as religious persecution of everybody. Forget about that, okay? Forget about that for a moment and give Jesus himself a chance. Let him work in your life because humanity itself is screwed up. When we truly accept Jesus and we have him be the Lord of our life, not just say, oh yeah, I accepted Jesus into my heart and da-da-da-da. No, that's watered down. That is so far from the reality of what it means to be a follower of Christ. When we let Jesus be the Lord of our life and run our lives and we submit to his teachings, his law, which is more than just do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. It's protection of those who are weak, who are unable to protect themselves. It is loving your neighbor, loving your enemy, even. When we do that, Yahweh God offers us day after day, new compassion, new mercy, new grace, as well as the opportunity to be an even greater blessing than what we already give to the entire world. It's crazy. It's amazing. I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. I'm still developing myself. And yes, I've said this, there are faults everywhere, and I admit mine. I am not perfect, okay? Not by any stretch of the imagination. I lie. I have cheated on my on girlfriends before. I have done all of that, but I learn from my mistakes. I learn from my mistakes. And I'm going to put this out there. I'm going through deliverance through my church right now in order to put my mistakes behind me and let go of them. I'm putting all of that away, not to forget my past, but to move forward, to free myself from the guilt of that sin and learn from it. Guilt is a tool of the enemy. Okay? Yes, we should feel guilty when we do bad things. Okay? That is conviction of the Holy Spirit. But when we have asked for forgiveness, when we have gone and made amends, and we still feel guilty, that is the enemy trying to pull us back, keep us from moving forward. And my fellow Christians who are listening into this, you understand that. Okay, so other arguments that may come up and people may try to, you know, disown me or whatever. Okay, the Bible is full of inconsistencies, so therefore it's obviously not true. Well, okay, when have you ever told a story where there's not a slight discrepancy? Just put it out there. I tell stories all the time, and there's always going to be discrepancies because that's how memory is. Okay? It's okay, though, for there to be discrepancies because, okay, let's just take the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Everybody is somewhat familiar with what happens there. They all tell a story about how this guy named Jesus was born to a virgin, and he grows up, he goes, and he becomes this awesome prophet, and he goes, he dies on a cross, he is resurrected, and he ascends into heaven before launching, right before that, he launches the church, he tells them to go and wait in the upper room, yada, yada, yada. We all know that, right? Or at least we're familiar with that. There are quote-unquote inconsistencies, but if you look up the case for Christ, when Lee Strobel was researching that, he said the inconsistencies make it consistent. If there were no inconsistencies, then we'd have a problem. Okay? So, there's that. There's a wonderful movie out there on Netflix called The Case for Christ. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go watch that. Or, better yet, go find the book, Case for Christ, written by Lee Strobel. It's autobiographical, I believe, because he's writing it about himself and his walk, his development, his way of finding out who Jesus was. I'm getting off my notes. Anyway, but discrepancies are okay. Discrepancies are okay. And the other thing, Big Bang versus creationism. Okay. Who cares? The Bible is not a historical book, unless you're looking at the historical books of Samuel, Kings, Chronicles, etc. It's not written to be a history book. It was written by ancient Near Eastern peoples. Okay? The region of, you guessed it, Israel, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, that area, the quote-unquote Fertile Crescent. It was written by those people. You want to understand why it's written the way it's written? Travel back in time and move over there, absorb the culture. Or, since time travel currently is unavailable, I highly suggest that you download or subscribe to the Bible Project podcast or the Pillar Seminary podcast. They have a lot of information on how the Bible should be read because of this fact that it is written by ancient Near Eastern peoples. The Bible Project, they put a little bit more simply, and they go into a little bit more detail. They look further because they are gearing towards us, people who are not looking to become pastors. If you have a basic understanding of the Bible, then listen into the Pillar Seminary podcast, because they are gearing that more towards you who have understanding and are looking to grow more. But they're both great resources. I highly recommend both of them if you have knowledge at all or none. Okay, just please, just give it an open mind and reorient yourself to what Christianity really is. Don't look at the American church, because in general, the American church has things wrong. And I'm probably shooting myself in my foot if I want to become a pastor at all in any way, shape, or form, if anybody hears this. But in general, the American church, Catholic, Protestant, Lutheran, Assemblies of God, whatever, there are things that everybody has wrong. Okay? And we are working through that. Those of us who we have the relationship with God and I don't want to say necessarily say true Christians, but those of us who understand what it means to be a true Christian and are aiming for that, we are trying to change how Christians think, how Christians act, as well as trying to reach others who have been hurt by Christianity, okay? So this is not me saying I'm perfect. This is not me saying that I'm awesome because I'm a Christian, because I still make mistakes. I grew up in the church, and I did not wait till marriage to sleep with another woman. That is highly frowned upon. I own it. Okay? It happened. Am I proud of it? No. Do I wish I would have waited? Yes. But would I change it now? No, because it has made me who I am today. And that is what drives me. Knowing my past is what drives me to be better for my fiance now, which is a different person than, you know, before. I've been married once, divorced, all within 7 months, and now I have dated my best friend. I proposed to her September of 2018, and we are planning marriage to begin our lives together in October of 2019. It is beautiful. And I have gotten to know her so much better than I would have if we would have had a carnal relationship. That is the beautiful part of our relationship. I know her. I trust her completely because we are deciding to wait. Again, all off topic. So all of this, everything that I've said today is just, let me bring this to a close before I get too crazy, okay? This whole announcement is to say that we, as Name Pending Network, can no longer produce shows. So we are shutting down. As a follower of Christ, I and my team have been instructed by God and his apostles to refrain from any activity that even seems to be of the enemy, of evil. Dungeons and Dragons does have ties to more than just witchcraft. As Schnoblin goes and says, it is tied to Satanism, the occult, general sorcery, even the Freemasons, which I highly encourage you to look up Freemasonry and understand a little bit more what it is. We feel that we were not spiritually compromised by what we were doing. However, I cannot continue any further in this project. The ties of all these things are too much and too fierce a pull, and I do not want to cause anyone else to stumble. For if I cause somebody to stumble because of my convictions and beliefs, I am still sinning. And if you are also a follower of the way, to use the term from Acts, if you are a follower of the way, I urge you to follow the warning and instruction of Paul in Romans 12, 1 and 2. And go into a season of prayer and fasting as JD and myself have done. Discern between you and God if Dungeons and Dragons is something that you should be participating in. Now, I apologize if you feel like I expressly or otherwise were validating your choice to play this game. I also apologize if you feel that I am condemning anybody. I am not condemning anybody in any way, shape, or form. I am giving you information. I am telling you why I am stepping down from the podcast. I have even told my players that in my house, there will be no more Dungeons and Dragons played. However, I cannot stop them. Some of them are involved in other D&D groups or Pathfinder groups, Starfinder groups, whatever. I have encouraged them to go into prayer and fasting and decide if that is something that they should continue. And if they feel that God is saying, go ahead, you're okay, I will not condemn them. And I will not condemn you. Because that is something between you and God specifically. Just because I feel convicted one way does not mean that the Holy Spirit is working on you the same way. But I love every one of you guys, and I want, my goal was always with this, to present the gospel in some way, shape, or form. My goal has always been to reach out and to present something that is within Scripture, that is of God, that is godly, and to give you, my listener, my friend, I hope you'll still be my friend, an opportunity to come and join the kingdom of heaven, for it is near and at hand. So, in the future, what we are planning on doing, and if I sound a little upset, sad about this, this is a lot of time, money, and effort that I have put into this podcast. This is my brainchild. This is something that I had been working on for 3 calendar years. I had put effort and work into. And it's tough to say goodbye to this. It really is. But I feel that God has something much greater in store for this. In store for us. And in store for you. So that being said, what you can kind of expect, we are going to be producing new shows, new opportunities, and we will be getting the Saul to Paul Ministries Network. That name is still kind of being workshopped and tested out, but it'll be something along those lines. As long as it's not been copywritten and all that good stuff. But we are looking at Saul to Paul Ministries. Because Saul, he was a devout Jew. He went and he even began persecuting the church. The early church in Acts. And as he was on the road heading out to Damascus in order to capture, bring back, and let the people kill hundreds of the followers of the way, early Christians, he was confronted by God, by Jesus, blinded, and then he became the author of over half of the New Testament. It's kind of insane. He turns around and he becomes one of the most devout followers of the way himself. And he redefines a lot of what we now think. Because up until he came in, the Gentiles, anyone outside of Jewish circles, was not expressly reached out to by the apostles. The original 12 who began the church and however many were following them in the upper room and all that good stuff on the day of Pentecost. They were not reached out to. The Gentiles is anyone that is not a Jew. Paul, he went straight to the Gentiles. And that caused a lot of feather ruffling. So we, our goal with this is to be like Paul and bring people from Saul mentalities to Paul mentalities, to present the gospel in a way that is pleasing and holy as a wonderful aroma to the Lord, as well as disciple those who are currently following the way and build you up to where you feel that you have the tools necessary and the ability to go and fulfill the great commission given us by Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, to go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. That is our goal. That is what we want to do. So this is longer than I thought it would be, honestly. But if you have ever considered or have given your life to Christ and fallen away and are thinking about coming back, or if this has made you consider a relationship with Christ, or even if it's just spurring questions, please let us know. I still have our name pending Instagram page up. Go there, DM us. You know, if you're not happy, okay, DM us. Let us know, please. That's okay. I'm totally okay with that. Let us know where you're at, what you're thinking, okay? I have our direct message open. As far as I understand, I am not great with social media and technology stuff like that. But direct message us. Say, hey, you know, your last little thing made me really start thinking. That was really interesting, but you guys are quacks. Or whatever. Hit us up. Let us know. Let's start a dialogue. Again, I will have links down in the description of this episode, apology, explanation, whatever you want to call it, to all of my sources, if you will, and articles, okay? I want you to be just as informed as I was. There were things that I was unaware of when I started this. And I think a lot of us who play and call ourselves Christians are also unaware of these same things. So, I probably don't have anybody listening at this point, but thank you. For anybody who has stuck around these past 38 minutes, and I just pray right now that God works on your heart and that he will become a reality to you and that you will be given that choice. I mean, you are given that choice of accepting him and going deeper or rejecting and walking away from God. Either is acceptable. I will not condemn you either way. My hope, my prayer, is that you come to a relationship with Christ, not just religion. Religion is boring. Relationships are better. So, thank you. And God bless. And as always, remember to go out and make a positive difference. even if you are not going to profess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, go make a positive difference out there and bring some light into this world. That's all I got for you. This has been the Name Pending Podcast. And this is the final publication at DJ Volcue, signing off.